TeamSpeak for HPSDR. It is 2 o'clock Zulu on December 14th, 2019. And this week, I've been doing a little programming and also grading because it's the end of the semester at work. So that keeps me busy as well. So next on the list is Henry, PA0HJA, shown as recording and away. Then we have Mike, AA8K, shown as recording and Mike muted. And we thank Mike for posting the TeamSpeak sessions to tsarchive.openhpsdr.org. And then we have Terry, N8AB, and he's shown as away. And then we have Bill, KD5TFD. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Dave. Good evening. Yeah, not too much to report here. Even without work, I seem to be busy doing all sorts of, well, stuff that got postponed while work was crazy. So doing all that. And I probably won't be here next week. Expect to be dealing with holiday stuff next weekend. So suspect I won't be around.
Well, I'll check in and see if anybody is here, but that's about that. And we'd have one more person, Bob, VE3GKM, shown his recording and away. So, I guess we're open for general discussion, Bill.
Okay, yeah, I suspect Phil will be back. I'm pretty sure he's traveling this weekend, but I think he's back next weekend, so you might see him pop up.
Well, that sounds good. He seems to be really enjoying what he's doing now, so that's quite nice.
Yeah, you hit one of those, you gotta grab a hold of it and enjoy it while it runs.
Yep, and they're forecasting a snowstorm for us, well, a small one, on Monday, so just a couple of inches at the most, and as little as 1 inch if we're lucky.
Yeah, I've been watching the weather a little bit because I'm planning on doing some serious driving and sort of hard to, well, at least the long range forecast say I should be okay.
Well, yeah, it should be okay. And you're kind of a cross country driver, I guess, once you get going.
Yeah, I hope so. But oh well.
That's the, I was talking to Scotty Cowling and he loves to drive across country. So for DCC, he drove from Phoenix to Detroit and back. And I thought, why do that?
Yeah, it's sort of funny, actually, because I greatly enjoyed my drive out to Albuquerque for the DCC. But I do have a little bit of fear I may enjoy driving in the West a little bit more than driving in the East.
Well, I would agree. I've done the trip across country a few times, and western landscapes are pretty. You can see it a long way as you're driving along. So you got a good one coming up not too far from now. This year's in North Carolina, but the following year is going to be in Tucson. So honoring the 40th anniversary.
Yeah, I saw that I guess next one's in Charlotte, which is a bit of a haul from here, but well, it's less than the haul I'm doing now. So, and the trip action we're going to do now is, I think, it's up through Arkansas, Tennessee, and then along the, I think it's the Blue Ridge Mountains in Virginia, and through western Maryland, and then into Pennsylvania. I think that trip will be fine up until I hit, like, eastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it should be, and as long as you just don't catch one of the storms going by, and it should be fine. Do you make it home very often?
I have not been up there in quite a while. I'm actually trying to think. It's probably about 10 years.
You must have your... I know you've said your relatives come and visit you, so they must enjoy getting down into Texas.
Yeah, they usually come here in the summer, and... I mean, that works out because I've got a pool and things like that, so it didn't work out this year, so I'm going to end up going up there. But, yeah, it should be all right. It'll be an interesting drive through there, and I've never never driven through that part of the country. So I've also never driven across the Mississippi. And actually, I'm trying to figure out a way to cross the Mississippi at two different places going up and back. But that may actually drive me, well, coming back as far south into probably down into Louisiana.
Oh, well, I've driven across a couple of those bridges. I've been across the one at Memphis several times. I have been across at Greenville, Mississippi, and I have been across at Dyersburg, Tennessee, and I've been across at Cairo, Illinois. So the Cairo, Illinois bridge is really narrow.
Yeah, okay. The one that Google naturally routes you through is the one at Memphis, and I suspect it's the one in Mississippi that is my second choice coming back.
Yeah, those are kind of normal interstate bridges, and as well as the one in St. Louis if you want to go that far north.
Yeah, I don't think I'll get that far north. The well, actually, I think part of it's going to be modulo weather is, and also just how much of a hurry I'm in by the time I'm heading back, because it adds, looks like it probably adds 3 or 4 hours to the trip.
Yep, I understand. Well, when I went to Dayton this year, we went I-70 out to Dayton from St. Louis because the interstate goes straight from one town to the other. But we came back, we went down to Cincinnati and into Kentucky and then back to St. Louis, and it really didn't change the distance for us, but the scenery was a little, it wasn't so flat, it was a little more along the Ohio River.
Yeah, understood. I was actually surprised as to how few crossings there actually are of the Mississippi.
Yeah, yep, there aren't that many. I haven't ever been across it, but there is one cross, Greenville, Mississippi is the one that goes across into the very tip, southern, southeast tip of Arkansas. And then there's one at Vicksburg, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, the one at Greenville I thought looked like it was pretty far away from any... I mean, doesn't look like a terribly urban area, terribly populated area.
It is not. The delta is pretty much flat and lots of soybean and cotton fields, and as well as part of Arkansas once you get out of the pine.
Let's go look at that. Does that keep me out of Mississippi, or now I actually end up? I end up coming through Mississippi to get to Arkansas, I guess. Or just, yeah, it looks like you cut off a corner of Arkansas there.
Yep, that's right. Well, they have good barbecue in Memphis. Or at least it's not maybe by Texas standards, but by if you're into a little bit of pork.
Yeah, we'll have to see. That should be an interesting trip, I'm trying to resist the temptation to go take pictures of towers while doing this, because that would make this a very long trip.
Yeah, and it probably would steer you in some not the most direct ways.
No, it would make this a very cockamamie route, but... I don't know, maybe one day when I'm retired. But yeah, we have to see how this works. That'll be an interesting run.
So a few years ago, I read a book about a fellow who grew up in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And he had a Piper Cub, and he flew it all the way to San Diego. And he talks about flying more or less the route, and he went over the Rockies at El Paso, and just barely got his plane up through the valley there, but he did make it. So it was an interesting trip and an interesting description of the country.
At El Paso, Texas?
Yeah, he went from Pennsylvania down across Ohio and Kentucky, across Arkansas, and then down across Texas. And the easiest, he took the old early mail route of the biplanes, which went right through El Paso. And then he actually stayed in El Paso for a while to rest. And he had an uncle there, and then flew on across to San Diego.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah, well, one of these days I'll get out to El Paso. I have not been there yet. I guess the furthest west I've been is up in the Texas Panhandle while heading over to New Mexico last year, or 2 years ago now.
Yep, yep. Well, that's the thing about Texas. There's lots of places to go, and they're a long distance from one another.
Yeah, but we've got, you know, sort of reasonable speed limits out in the countryside. You can go 75, so it's not quite as big as it might seem.
That's kind of like Montana as well.
Yeah, although the funny thing is, God, I was going to Albuquerque last year. I got on this one road, 380, out a little bit south of Lubbock, and God, it's straight as an arrow forever, right into the setting sun, and man, it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, I've made that trip from St. Louis to northeast New Mexico. When I was a kid, I went to the Boy Scout ranch there. And boy, I realized what miles and miles of miles and miles meant.
To Philmont?
Yes, I went there when I was 15.
Oh, wow. That was what I always wanted to, and I never got there.
They loaded us on a bus in St. Louis, and we went to Cimarron.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, it'd be something to see, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was nice. And a fellow that I work with, he goes out there and works as an adult scouter. He's introduces Boy Scouts to the profession of forestry.
Yeah, pretty neat. That's a pretty good progression, I guess.
They have some treatments in the Ponderosa Pine to reduce fire hazard. And so they explain how that works. And actually, when they hit a fire, it actually worked.
Well, interesting.
It takes a fire that's burning the crowns and puts it basically on the ground because of the way they cut the understory out. And it does a good job.
Oh, I see.
Well, since we're not really talking about radios, I guess we can call it a day. So I'll say 73 and hope to talk to you when you get back.
Okay, yeah, 73. And yeah, it might be, I'm not really, the timing's not real set, but it may not be until the new year for me to get back on here. But well, see you before then. Have a good holiday and a good new year.
Yep, you too. And you too, Mike.
Yes, same to Mike, of course. So 73. Catch you later.
User disconnected from your channel.